We invite you to tune in to Stream Globe Radio, our 24/7 internet station filled with edifying sermons, uplifting music, and inspiring programs. Listen anytime at www.streamglobe.org.
Today's Stream Globe devotional is titled Unto Good Works. Today's meditation was written by Abraham D. Arigi. We shall take our Bible reading from Ephesians 2:10. For we are his workmanship, having been created in Christ Jesus for good works, that God prepared beforehand so we may do them. I have just read from the New English Translation. Andy knew in his heart that God had called him into ministry, but he was deeply anxious about what God truly expected of him. He wanted to serve the Lord sincerely and fulfill his calling, yet he believed that success in ministry depended largely on strategy, connections, and influence. Determined to succeed at all costs, Andy decided that the best way forward was to make a lot of money. His plan was simple. If he became wealthy, he could gain access to the most successful ministers, build relationships with them, and receive mentorship that would launch him into his destiny. For a time, his strategy seemed to work. He built wealth quickly and gained proximity to well-known ministers. However, as Andy spent more time around them, he became troubled. He discovered that many of those he admired were very different in private from who they appeared to be in public. Instead of drawing him closer to God, these relationships left him spiritually empty and confused. He had gained access to platforms, but he was losing intimacy with Christ. It took another 5 years of frustration and reflection before Andy finally understood the truth. The fulfillment of God's call upon his life would not come through human methods, clever strategies, or association with influential people. It would come through growing into the fullness of Christ. He realized that the good works God had called him to walk in were already prepared beforehand. His responsibility was not to invent them, but to mature into Christ so he could walk in them. Life as a disciple of Jesus is not about executing our own ideas for God. It is about aligning ourselves with him and submitting to his plans, which are far wiser and greater than our own. Go into today remembering that abiding in Christ is the key to fulfilling destiny. When you grow in him, you will naturally walk in the works he has already prepared for you. The secret to fulfilling destiny is not seeking to fulfill destiny, but seeking to know Christ. If you are not yet saved, that is, you have not yet received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, open your heart to him today. He loves you and wants to give you eternal life. Pray this prayer. Lord Jesus, I believe you died for my sins and rose again. I confess you as my Lord and Savior. Please forgive me, wash me clean, and make me a child of God. Amen. Our yearly Bible plan reading for today shall be taken from Psalms 143 to 145. Click on the Audio Bible link at the end of today's devotional text to listen to the Bible reading.
You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Stream Globe is non-denominational and interdenominational. We encourage you to share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry and get more of our resources, visit streamglobe.org.